Hey there, this is the Penny on Your Thoughts podcast, and I am your host, Penny Chason. I'm a board-certified hypnotist, intuitive, and experiencer. This podcast is about tapping into your subconscious to create a more aligned and abundant life. By leveraging our subconscious, we can master our thoughts, frequency, and vibration. Fusing the conscious, subconscious, and our consciousness is the science of expansion and soul satisfaction. Each week, I'll share in-depth interviews or solo episodes. This podcast was created to share how you have the power to create infinite potential within you. It's my intention that you find this podcast empowering, inspiring, and full of possibility. Now grab your favorite beverage and let's go. Is giving up your best chance of getting exactly what you want out of life? Let me explain, because I know that seems like a crazy concept, but there was an example that landed in my inbox this morning that demonstrates this very principle. So many times we set goals for ourselves. There are things that we want, and we set our intention that we're going to have them, and we begin to take action. But sometimes we cross over that action taking and we attempt to control it. We want to force it on a timeline. We want to push. We want to, air fingers quote, make it happen. And when we begin to put that push energy into what we're doing, and it all becomes about the action and not who we're being, things can get sidetracked or stalled pretty darn quickly. There's something in quantum physics known as the double slit experiment. They were shooting photons out of a little machine through a slit, and they noticed how the photons lined up. So then they wanted to see what would happen if they had two slits and they shot a photon towards the slit in the, I'm going to call it a board or a screen. What they were looking at is what happened when they shot these photons through these slits. Do the photons act as a particle, meaning something solid, or do they act as a wave, which is like energy or a frequency? Think of a radio wave. We can't see radio waves in the sky, but they're there. Our cell phones, our radios, satellite, all of that proves this to be true. So when they were shooting the photons toward the slits, they noticed that the photons acted as a wave. Think of ripples in a pond. And I'll link to a very simple video in the show notes of this episode, because I'm really doing an oversimplified explanation. So the particles getting shot through the slits acted as a wave. Like if you dropped a pebble in a pond and you see the ripples, the way that the photons landed on the screen behind the slits, it did it as if it were a wave. As soon as they put a camera up to record the experiment and what they were doing, those photons began to act as if they were particles. And it's called the observer effect. In other words, what you focus your attention on is what comes into your reality. So when we're attempting to create something in our life, and I love manifestation, I love law of attraction, law of a reception, law of cause and effect, all of these things. However, the moment we attempt to control what it is that we want, to make it happen, to force it happen, we are sending out the energy and the observation, if you will, that it has not happened yet. Now, there is a difference. There is a fine line between setting your intention and taking the actions required to allow something to happen. And not everything requires action. I'm going to come back to that message that landed in my inbox this morning as an example. Not everything requires action. And some people, it's very hard to wrap your mind around the idea that sometimes we simply don't have to do anything. If we are in the right frequency and vibration, the universe will bring us, God, creator source, will bring us the opportunity. It will literally land in our lap. But we have to be in that receptive vibration. If we are in a state of controlling something, if we are in a state of attempting to make it happen, to make it fit a timeline, it has to look a certain way. The money has to come a certain way. The car has to come a certain way. The man or the woman has to come a certain way. When we get into that energy, we may be repelling the best life that we could ever have. So the concept I really want to express here is not giving up. Even though I started that episode, said is giving up the fastest way to get what you want? If we have set things in motion to allow something to happen, and then we get into all this heavy push energy, sometimes giving up is the right thing to do. And it's not that we're giving up, it's surrendering. It's surrendering and just saying, you know what? It is what it is. Clearly, me forcing and pushing is not creating this in my reality. So I surrender. Whatever happens, happens. And then things begin to show up. And it's easy for us, especially if you are a high achiever or you're a business owner, it's easy for us to get into this mode where we very easily cross the line from being someone who's simply a joyful action taker and get caught up in the doing instead of who we are being. So I received a message this morning from someone. They had been communicating with me and, they were talking about some things happening in their business. And for them, entrepreneurship feels like a chore. It feels like something that has to be done. And even though there's this pull and this desire to help others, even though there's this joy that comes out of them every time they help someone achieve a good outcome, when it comes to even the simplest of actions in marketing and in messaging, it's an energetic drain on them. And everyone is different. And it's interesting because I had received a message and it was like, I can't do this. I'm not cut out for this. I give up. Those were the words, I give up. And that was the inspiration for this episode. I was going to talk about this anyway. This came to me last week. I knew this was the topic, but it was the inspiration for how to get this party started today. Because since that person sent me that message and said, I give up, multiple people have reached out to them spontaneously. It's like, hey, I have no idea how I came across your stuff, but this is what I'm dealing with. I want to work with you. So sometimes we simply need to let it go. We need to know that if we're in the energy of love and joy, if we're in the energy of service, if we're in this place of trusting that it's coming and we can let go of this 3D fear-based need to control it or understand exactly how it's going to happen, doors open for us. Miracles are created. At that point, we are in the energy of the law of reception. We are in the energy of allowing ourselves to receive what is coming to us. Now, this is where subconscious work comes into play because we can tune into the energy of receiving. We can tune into the energy of, yes, everything I desire is flowing to me. I'm tuned in to this vibration of freedom. I'm tuned into this vibration of abundance. And we can go about our life doing the things that we do. But if we have to make an effort repeatedly, if it becomes a chore to get our head out of the fear, if it becomes a chore to get our mind off the what ifs and what does it have to look like, and tune into that frequency of receptivity. I mean, we only need to be tuned into it for a little bit, but if we're spending 99.9% of our day attempting to control it, force it, we have to know what it looks like. We're worrying, we're sending all this energy out, then we are diminishing those returns. This is where we get to lean in and we get to work on ourselves so that we can diminish that inner chatter, because part of our inner voice is our intuition, but there's a part of our inner voice that is ego. It is ego. It is fear.
Have you ever found yourself leaning into something that you really want to do? Something that feels purposeful to you? It feels aligned. And as you get started, you begin to notice that you have all of these thoughts that come up that question whether or not you're good enough, you're smart enough. Will it work? Won't it work? What will people around you think of you? Does that happen to you? It happens for a lot of my clients, even my very successful clients. It's a part of our human experience. But I want you to know you can tame that inner critic and step into your limitless confidence. For a limited time, I'm opening up Catalyst. Catalyst is the perfect opportunity for you to optimize your mind with hypnosis so you can live a peaceful, purposeful, and fulfilled life. So, if you're ready to lean into who you truly are and not allow the little ego that we all have to talk you out of the very thing that you want, join Catalyst today. Go to pennychason.com/catalyst.
My shaman says there are only two emotions in this world, and that is fear and love. And I'm a hypnosis certification instructor, and we go through feelings and we talk about seven primary emotions. But when you look at those seven primary emotions, six of them are a result of fear. Six of the seven can all be traced back to fear. So this is where we get to look at ourselves. What am I afraid of? What is the story here? What am I carrying that I can let go of? And when we do this inner work of peeling back these layers of fear, it becomes easier. It becomes more natural. It becomes our way of being. To be in this state of receptivity, to be in this state of surrender when we trust. I say this often. When we have difficulty surrendering, if we've addressed most of the superficial fears, a lot of times what's underneath the surface, when we feel like we need to know, and we just, it's just like, oh, I'm attempting to let go, but I can't let go. I don't know how to surrender. Sometimes it's because we don't trust ourselves. We don't trust ourselves to be able to adapt to whatever may happen. We don't trust ourselves to be able to carry through. So let me give you an example. Let's say it's a financial situation and you're wanting to make an investment in something, and you make the investment, but the whole time you're making the investment, your feelings, you're in knots, you feel like you need to control it. And we feel such trepidation and apprehensiveness about it that we almost don't make the move. Sometimes this comes back to lack of trust. Are we trusting ourselves to make the right decision? Well, we can't always know 100% certain if something is the right decision. But where I challenge you to go look deeper into that is if you made the wrong decision, or if there needs to be an adjustment, a pivot, do you trust yourself to see that? Do you trust yourself to make that change in a timely way? Another area, if you want to develop absolute trust, If you want to develop absolute self-trust, that comes from loving yourself unconditionally. So that means self-acceptance. And that also means accepting that you don't know everything, but do you trust yourself to find the answers? Do you trust yourself to reach out to someone who may have the answers when you don't? Can you allow yourself to do that? Because when you have that self-trust, it's much easier to surrender. It doesn't mean the ego doesn't ever come back into play. It doesn't mean it won't pop up, because our ego does what it does, right? Our ego lives in this state of, oh my God, I have to survive. It's our tanal. And that's what it's here for. It's here to make sure our body survives so that our soul and spirit has a vehicle to do the things that we want to do. And all our soul wants is to thrive. Our soul wants to be in joy. Our soul wants to send that love and joy out into the world. And the ego is like, wait, wait, wait. Hold up a minute. I'm not sure about this. And all of that comes from everything that we've picked up throughout our entire life. Just to wrap this up, if you find that what you're wanting, what you desire, what you're attempting to co-create, it's not coming, and you feel like you've put in all this work and all this effort, the answer is to surrender. And surrender means to give up in one aspect, but it doesn't mean give up as in go in your room, get under the covers, pull them over your head and never come out again. Give up doesn't mean give up your business. It doesn't mean give up your goals. It means to give up attempting to make it happen. There's a whole little energy shift there that will make all the difference in the world for you. All right. I'll catch you next week.
I hope you can feel my appreciation and gratitude for you, my listener. I would love to connect with you outside of the podcast platform. There are a few ways that you can do that. If you're not already on my email list, you can go to pennychason.com/myth and download the Big Mindset Myth PDF. Or you can go to Instagram and follow me at penny.chason. You can connect with me there. I would love to see you there. And of course, you could always head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a positive review of this episode. I appreciate you, and I will see you back here next week.